G'day, trendsetters. Welcome to episode 716 of the Trainsmove podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have a question for the show, training, bracing, nutrition, it's all good. All you have to do is jump onto the website, trainsmooth.com. On the homepage there, it says something of the lines of submit your questions. Click on that bad boy, start typing away, put as many questions in as you like, because I love all your questions, good or bad. Oh, makes me feel wildly important, needed, cared, and loved. Now, what's been going on? My son, he's been, you know, what for a while now saying, oh, I need sponsors. I want to get some sponsors. And I've tried, you know, putting him off that for a while. You don't need him at the moment. You know, what can you provide a sponsor at the moment? And, you know, I tried throwing water onto that fire. But he thought, well, buggy you, old man, I'm going to have a crack at this myself. So he jumped on AI and ChatGPT or whatever he jumped on and put in a few bits of information and said, make me a sponsorship proposal. Anyway, he came back and it was the most generic, obviously it's going to be a generic looking thing, but it was the most generic, it was awful. Anyway, but I loved his hustle, and I respected that. And so when he said, Timmy, come have a look at this, and you know, God forbid he calls me dad, it's always, Timmy, come have a look at this. And so I read it, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, okay. How about I do you one up, mate? And which lines of, oh, finally, I've been trying to get you to do that. So I actually, you know, sat in front of the computer and I'm punched away and I'm trying to explain to him, I go, you know, what can you provide a sponsor? Well, I can provide, no. You really can't provide them anything they're looking for at your age, at your condition, at the moment. But what you can do is try and tell stories and you can try and capture their imaginations with stories. And I go, once you change your mindset from you're a storyteller that uses triathlons to tell their stories, like pro wrestling is a classic example. You got to think of yourself as a storyteller. Okay, you know, and I tried telling him, look what I do on this podcast, for instance. I tell stories before answering every question because I get hundreds of people tuning in to every episode. Generally, you know, God love you, but it's, you know, I've got heaps of people to reach out to me and say they tune in just to listen to the stories. And now people, you know, they're not tuning in, they haven't had a bad knee, but they'll tune in to listen to how to fix my bad knee because there's a story there. It's me umming and ahhing and mumbling and jumbling over the stories, but I tell a story. And so that's what I'm trying to get him to think about. And so I'm trying to tell him, you know, because he's got a hit list, so to speak, of the potential customer, you know, potential sponsors he would love to work with. And I go, each proposal has to be completely individualized for that business, because you can't be mixing them. Okay, you can copy, you can have a skeleton of one. And you've just got to change it every time, but you can't be doing too many at once because you don't want to be sending the wrong proposal to the wrong company because that'd be bloody embarrassing. So I was saying, you know, his first one was Nerd Belt, Steve McKenna's Nerd Belt. That's what he wanted. Oh, I'd love to work with that, he's saying. Okay, right. Well, the proposal, you've got to capture. Okay, you're not going to be able to provide him any value, really. So, you know, he's not really after your 200 Instagram followers, especially with most of them just being goof off mates at school. But if you can capture their imagination and help tell a story, you've got yourself in there. You might be able to put your bloody little toe into the door. And so, you know, he's been talking about for years, you know, I dream about being a pro triathlete. So I'm still friends with his kindergarten teacher, who's also in the tri club, and she tells the story that when they were in kindergarten, she walks around and asks all the kids in kindergarten, you know, what you want to do when you grow up, and my son said, a pro triathlete. And so I said, that's the first thing you've got to put on your proposal. A quote from, you know, Mrs. DeWitt. Okay, and it said, started off with the something, I haven't got it in front of me, but it started off with, I was Jackson's kindergarten teacher. Yeah, we went around the room, blah, 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 blah. He said, pro triathlete. And then Mrs. DeWitt, and it's all question marked. Not question marked, it's all marked in. So it's a quote. And then, because I checked with her that that was all right. And then from there, you're telling a story. You want to, and I go, it's targeted to Steve McKenna, who owns Nerd Belt. I go, right. Well, right in there, it's funny, in the next 5 years, we could be racing each other and you getting second. Okay, that's funny as crap. And but you're getting his imagination, like, oh, geez, this 14-year-old turd, I could be racing him. And then wouldn't it be good that you will have photos of me as a 14-year-old with a nerd belt, and we could be on the podium together at races all around the world? You know, this stuff, you know, now you're capturing his imagination. It's only product-only sponsorships my son's after. So he's looking at it, you know, well, what happened if this little 14-year-old turd's dreams do come true? Yeah, there's a story there from a bit of product now. Now, you know, that's a good bit of publicity in years to come if it come true. So anyway, so we did this. We sent it off to Nerd Belt. Within 24 hours, Steve McKenna wrote back saying, done and done. So my son's super happy. He's got himself his first sponsor. That's not mum and dad. And, yeah. And he goes, oh, I want to be, let's try this business. Okay, hang on, big fella. Slow it up. Let's just do this one. Make him super satisfied with what you promise you will do. And then we'll worry about number two. So, yeah, he's happy. Anyway, time to get on to the question. Let me bring it up. I should have actually had this a little bit ready. Today's question comes from Jonathan, who has been submitting a few really good questions lately, and you too could be submitting good questions. Tim@trainsmith.com. You'll want to be submitting those good questions. Jonathan writes, if you're getting over a sickness and you can't do intensity, is it all right to do something low heart rate and very easy to keep muscles moving? Good question. And this is bloody, I got COVID, so I bloody talk about myself here if I want. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. So yes, you're right. Depends on the sickness. Depends on everything else. How fatigued you were mentally, physically, whatever. But in general speaking, we can generally train through sickness at a very low intensity. So what in general, and I'll give a few different things here. But if you start getting sick and you're heading downhill hard and fast, it's probably best just to call it quits, rest until you start feeling like you're improving. You're just on the mend for improving. Right, now we can do some low intensity training. So sometimes it's not always best to instantly we cut the intensity out of everything. So we're not really going over zone one. We're just hanging in that. Sometimes it's best to chop the volume down as well. So a 2 hour threshold by, you know, 2 hour ride with threshold intervals in it is now turned into a 40 minute zone one ride, for instance. Running, on the other hand, that's it depends on the person, how injury prone they are. If they're a little bit fragile in the legs, I would probably hold off a little bit more, just to make sure. It's happened a few times where athletes have got sick and then they're coming back and they are a little bit on the injury prone, and they'll go out for like a 30 minute run and they just all of a sudden they've just strained something or it's not right. So I would lean more towards cycling if it's injury prone, and then obviously swimming depends on the illness and what time of year you're at, depends if that's a good idea. But jumping onto the bike and cutting the intensity and possibly the volume out down. I really like that. For myself, bloody COVID, I'm on day four. Jeez, that sucks. I'm just about to jump on my bike now. I haven't trained for the last 3 days. And it's not good. It's doing my head in, to be honest. But I'm just about to jump on the bike, and I don't know how long for yet. I'm just gonna do an easy spin. I'm hopefully gonna jump in. I don't have a road bike at the moment because my son stole that. So I'm just gonna jump onto my aero bars, just bury my head, and just listen to bloody the Ramones. Oh God. I saw these pictures come up on Facebook today of bloody Johnny Ramone, and God, I miss that band so much. And so I haven't listened to them for a little while, so I'm just gonna bloody put the Ramones live on. Anyway, very glad you tuned in for that last bit. If you guys have any other questions, training, racing, nutrition, or anything about the Ramones, because I love them too, tim@trainsmith.com. Until next episode, hooroo.